بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل أتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا. It was a warning that was sounded to the Bani Israel that twice you will elate. لتفسدن في الأرض ولتعلن علوا كبيرا. Causing a lot of corruption. You'll have the might, you'll have the control, but in that you will cause a lot of corruption. Amongst the corruption of the Bani Israel, فبظلم من الذين هادوا حرمنا عليهم طيبات ما أحل لهم بصدهم عن سبيل الله كثيرا. So some halal things we made forbidden for them. Like for example, the fats of animals were declared impermissible. حرمنا عليهم كل ذي زفر. And similarly, every one hoofed animal. You know, you get an animal and the hoof is split. And you get an animal and the hoof is just one hole. Like I think it is camels, donkeys, then horses. They have just one single hoof. And then you get cows and all that and they have a split hoof. So animals with a single hoof, that was also made forbidden for them. So, ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِبَغْيِمْ. In effect, it wasn't haram. But it was because of the iniquities that we had made all these things haram for them. So, you understand that sometimes, some things, they become forbidden, or you can't enjoy certain things, because of your wrong. Some wrong you're doing, and on account of the wrong that you're doing, you can't enjoy some of the comforts. Right? I'm trying to work out now, why can't I enjoy those comforts? But the actual purpose, the actual reason is that it's your wrong. Some wrongs you've done, and on account of the wrong, you can't enjoy these comforts. فبظلم من الذي هادوا حرمنا عليهم طيبات ما أحلهم وبصدهم عن سبيل الله كثيرا. And the second thing was they were involved in, they should distract, turn people away from Allah Ta'ala. See? So now how do you turn people away from Allah Ta'ala? So it's one of the ways. Then you turn people away from the path of Allah Ta'ala. So you just rephrase something and turn people. Some, I think it's about 25 or 30 years ago. So one person brought one Arabic newspaper to me. I bring now the first page, I'm reading, and there is an advertisement of pork. Halal pork. So you just have to rephrase that and people are turned away, they are distracted. See? In different ways they are distracted, but you are distracting, turning people away from Allah Ta'ala. Then again, أَغْذِهِمُ riba. They were stopped, they were asked not to have riba and they were involved. Again, you just rephrase it, you just call it a different name, but you're doing the same thing. وَأَقْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. So, a lot of things that were, in essence, it was permissible, what was made impermissible. Now, in this permissible and impermissible, there is some gulu. Extremism. Their extremism is not right. Now, how the extremism works? One extremism is that somehow you have to make it work somehow. Hello? See, India has got a very, very rich history. Very, very. Because in India, Islam is there over, I think, 1300 years. So it's got such an old history. So you find a lot of things happen in India. But it's just that you will page those books and you'll find. And whatever happened in India, then there'll be a repetition of the same elsewhere, same thing. But they've already gone through it. So one person, he actually married his mother-in-law. Now we know, like the mother is haram, then the mother-in-law is also equally haram. But he got a fatwa for the permissibility of marrying the mother-in-law. Now how he worked it? See, he worked like this, he says, see, the marriage officer, he failed to make the groom recite the kalima. I know in Durban, many years ago, I remember it was in Grey Street, right? So, the groom is made to recite the kalima. And then the nikah is conducted. So now, so fatwa is prepared that the marriage officer did not make him recite the kalima, right? As such, the nikah was invalid. Because people are living in jahalat, and whole day and night they're doing kufr and all that, right? So when they're doing kufr, so there was a need to, for the marriage officer to renew the kalima. Right? And he failed to do the recitation of the kalima. So that means, the nikah was done for a non-Muslim, and that nikah is invalid. So, when that was invalid now, the second thing is, then, what about this woman being his mother-in-law? So, that means, what he's saying now, that means the in-laws were living in an impermissible relationship, because there wasn't nikah. So there wasn't a nikah, and they are living now, so is the relationship permissible? The relationship is impermissible. Now then the third masala comes up. But then what about hurmat-e musahara? What about the aspect of hurmat-e musahara? So he says that hurmat-e musahara, that is Imam Abu Hanifa's view. It is not the view of everybody. See now, what a long cut it took to halalize or to make permissible the marriage with the mother-in-law. See, so somehow or the other to get these things running. So that's one extreme. Show me the haram and I'll try and work out a way to make it permissible. Show me any haram and I'll just turn the thing, work a plan and make it right. So that was one type of extreme. Then you had another type of extreme, and both extremism is not permissible. The other type of extreme was, one person was considered a pious person. So someone came up to him and said, "Hey, make dua that I get halal rozi." So he says, "You know, halal rozi is like an impossible thing. Just until last week," he says, "I was particular about halal and haram. But now what happened last week is I got dairy cattle, right? And my dairy cattle, some of them, they went into the neighbor's farm. And the sand of the neighbor's farm got onto the hooves of my cow. And they brought the sand into my farm. So it's not my property, someone else's property came here. Now that got mixed up with my farm, so my plants for which the animals feed, that thing is now from the neighbors, not mine. So now, is halal possible? Halal is not possible." So you see, one went on one extreme, the other went on the other extreme. His mind is that I will work out, and I will work out the permissibility. And his mind went on, he said, must go through that extreme, extreme measure to see that that is, to ensure that that is permissible. That extreme measure. So, taking that type of an extreme measure, that's also condemned. Therefore, the fuqaha have written that if it's something very insignificant, like say one date or one, two grains, right, they have fallen down, and now someone is advertising whose date this is, whose this, one date, one grain. They say that you azzar, that person must be disciplined. But he's showing off his piety, and that is such an insignificant thing that you don't attach a price to it. When you don't attach a price to it, then what's the need to go and advertise it? So this type of extreme measures, the fuqaha kiram, they have condemned them. You don't take these extreme measures. You take measures, but with moderation, precautions, etc. Good moderation. Otherwise, you will mess up your whole religion. Whole religion. You may be, eventually you may become a nervous wreck. You go too much, overdo it. So there's moderation, don't go beyond that moderation. I see you become a nervous wreck. See, one person is sitting with his friends and they're sipping tea. See? So, suddenly, he just goes out, there's a dog there, and he gives it a full greeting, you know, full salam, full greeting, show the dog a lot of respect, and he came back, seated himself with his friends. So his friends are saying, we saw a lot of things in the world, but greeting a dog, is the pehli martaba humne isko dekha. We haven't seen something like this before. You left your seat, went there, and then you greeted the dog, and you came back the first time. What's the mystery behind it? He says, you see, sometimes jinnat, they can appear like dogs, right? Sometimes the jinn can appear in an animal shape. So this must have been a jinnat. And number two, it could have been the leader of jinnats. And jinnats sometimes, they know where the treasures lie. Gold, silver, diamond, they know. So if I show him respect, he may get happy, and he may just guide me to the treasure, you see. So that's why I showed him respect. So it is this type of extreme measures. Islam condemns it. I don't do this here. You'll become a nervous wreck. Just go with moderation. Don't go beyond the limits of moderation. Halal, halal, haram. All that Allah doesn't want you to go beyond that. Moderation. So you see this thing were practiced by the Jews also. One went to make everything halal. So the Judaism and Christianity is supposed to be one and the same thing, because the Christianity was to modify the previous version. Because how you understand that? You understand it from this verse. قال عيسى بن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم. Doesn't Isa al-Islam say that? إني رسول الله إليكم. I'm sent as a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala to you. So it's a improved or adjusted version of Judaism. إني رسول الله إليكم. وأحل لكم بعض الذي حرم عليكم. I've come. When I say adjustments like some things were impermissible because of your iniquities, and I'm going to legalize it for you. So Isa comes to do that. So that's as though it's like a continuity of Judaism. Right? Now they also did their extremism. What extremism they got involved in? وَرَحْبَانِيَةً ابْتَدَأُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ ف فَمَا رَأَوْهَا حَقَّ رِعَيْتِهَا. So now the background to this, what happened was, see, after Isa alayhi salam, then there was a lot of atrocities and zulm upon Christians. So if someone stood up in the defense of Christianity, then he was butchered. Someone stood up talking about Christianity, the original Christianity, then he was killed. So now the rest of the Christians, they are thinking now, what do we do for our survival? Because if we're standing up and speaking about Christianity or defending or fighting for the cause, then the rulers will kill us. So what do we do? We have to defend the faith, but how, what do we do? So then they went to monasticism. Right? Became monks, right? So what is monasticism? Monasticism is that they left the luxury of their homes and luxury foods, all that, and said, we will go out in the wilderness and we will worship Allah Ta'ala. Whatever we get, we'll eat and we'll continue our lives until we die. Right? But فَمَا رَأُوهَا حَقَّ رِعَيْتِهَا. But the type of commitment they made, they couldn't keep up with the commitment. They made a commitment, we'll leave all these things here. We'll go into the wilderness, we'll go and travel. Right? Now, why couldn't they keep up with the commitment? They couldn't keep up commitment because you were used to luxuries, right? For 30 years, 50 years of your life. And to drop it in 1 second, is it easy? It's not easy, number one. Number two is this, when you have thought of living like a monk, right? When you're in monasticism and you isolated yourself, right? Then what happens? Then people feel, hey, this man is a very, very unique person. He is only Allah Ta'ala all the time. Nothing of the world is God. So, now when they feel that level of attachment and faith in him, so they're asking for dua, asking for barakat, all that, you know, all that, right? And in the process, they'll be bringing gifts also. So now they saw the whole plan, that we go into monasticism and we'll get our luxuries from people. See? Like in the hadith, you've got that story of Juraj. Juraj is about the same thing. Monasticism, right? But hadith of that Juraj story was like this. Some say that Juraj actually is the Arabic version for George. What? Some say that. Allah knows. The Arabic version for George. Right? So anyway, the Juraj story is what? They say that about in history there were five people or four people who spoke intelligently in infancy. Isa alayhi salam, and then that Shahid al-Shahidun min Bayti in Kala Qamisu Qudda min Qubulin, right? And the third person was Juraj as well. So the fourth person in the Bani Israel, he also spoke in infancy. The mother had the child in the arms, and she was crossing a street. And a woman was being dragged, and they were rebuking her, someone was hitting her, that she is a zaniya, she is an adulteress. And she said, I'm innocent. And they were beating up. So the mother says, and oh Allah Ta'ala, don't make my child like this. And suddenly the child turned around, infancy, 1 week or 2 weeks, and the child says, Allah Ta'ala, make me like that. And then they're going past again, and they see a prince in elegant style, horse, and an entourage, everything, you know. And the mother sees this, and it catches her eye. So she says, oh Allah Ta'ala, make my child like this. And the child turns around again. Oh Allah Ta'ala, don't ever make me like this. Then it was shown that woman was a very pious woman, and she was totally innocent, virgin, innocent, pious. And people were making false accusations. And they were hitting her, they were doing whatever, right? So a Muslim person that is oppressed, these du'as are answered. Many times they are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly it seems that people are hitting them, persecuting them, but really they are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's better to be like that. Although we don't ask for that, but it's better to be like that than to be the zalim. And as far as the prince that was concerned, was a big zalim. Major is a zalim. So he has already destroyed his akhirat. Akhirat tabah ho hi gaya tha. And then he was doing zulm here. So when the mother made dua for the child said, no, don't ever make me like this. And the fourth person that spoke in infancy was Juraij. Juraij's story comes in all the siyasita approximately. So his story was like this. He had gone into monasticism, made a monastery for himself, and was doing ibadah. In the meanwhile, one loose woman, she discovered the monastery, and she invited Juraij for some good time. And Juraij just... Anyway, but before this, what happened was this, he was engaged in his namaz and all that. And while he's in namaz, his mother is calling for him. When his mother is calling for him, he's saying, Salati wa ummi. What do I do now? My mother is calling me, and I'm involved, I'm engaged in namaz. I'm engaged in namaz, and mother is calling. And he carried on with his mother. Second time, third time. So then the mother got upset. So the mother cursed the child, saying, Allahumma la tumithu hatta turiyahu wujuhal masis. Oh Allah, don't ever let him die until he doesn't see the face of a loose woman. Masis, right? Normally they say for a loose woman, right? Now, the hadith says, Lo kana faqihan the ajaba ummah. Had he had the understanding of deen, he would have responded. Because if the mother calls, right, and you engage in the fil namaz, then it is important for you to break the namaz and respond to your mother. But now he didn't have the knowledge. So he complained, Salati wa ummi. Allahumma salati wa ummi. So now this woman came in, and she's asking for some time. Juraij is just turning away. In the meanwhile, now she has delivered a child. When she has delivered a child, so folks want to know now where this child came from, who fathered the child. So she's pointing towards Juraij. So all the Bani Sa'd came. They, in tutus, they broke the whole monastery. You are a zani, you're pretending to be a monk. What's wrong with you? Anyway, he tolerated all that. Then he made two rakat namaz, and then he says to the child, tell me who fathered you, who's your father? So the child, infancy number, 1 day, 2 days, the child points towards the shepherd that caused this. For now they saw the miracle of Juraij. When they saw the miracle of Juraij, now they insisted they want to build it, they want to rebuild the thing in gold. Says no, not in gold, but how it was. How the here the fuqa take out a masla. Every other they take out some masla. The masla they took out from here is that if you damage someone's property, then you can claim compensation, right? But compensation to what extent? To the value of the damage. Right? So they were insisting to do it in gold. I said no, just like it was before, nothing more than that. See? So the compensation that you can demand for is to the extent of the damage, not beyond the damage. So these people fell off, like going into monasticism, who the Christians, right? But famara oha haqqari ayati, but they couldn't keep the commitment. They made a commitment, they couldn't keep the commitment. Because now, when you have assigned yourself, you know, you've resigned yourself to a masjid, quiet, isolation, then people attribute a lot of piety to the person. Whenever you see the masjid, he says, Allah, Allah, zikr, dunya mafiya se koi ta'alluq nahi. So he's the wali of the time. So that this became a commercial venture for many people. We make it, we become like saints and it becomes a commercial venture. Both these things are condemned. See, to try and legalize anything, that's also condemned. And number two is to show that the standards of halal farm is so difficult that you can't be on. That's also difficult. One person was a dawat. What was being served was chicken, right? So one person refused to eat it. So he was asked, why you refuse to eat it? So no, I saw that he's eating something, some filth, like the chicken, anything, filth, dirt, also eat. So, you know, it was eaten by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Kiram, so eat of it, nothing wrong with it. You can't be more pious than that. That animal will eat something, we seem to be filthy, right? Overall, it is pure things. But it also, in the process, you may come across something, and you see, when you're slaughtering chicken, right? See, 20 you have to slaughter one time. And you left. 6, 7, you slaughter, right? 6, 7, that's right. Other chicken will come around and drink from its blood. I don't know if you've seen that. The thing is dead here, right? Now, because of that, you won't say that, hey, it's haram. No, you won't say that. So this, understand now what's the meaning of extremism. So extremism is wrong. But now, the third thing is, in many places, we are asked to take precaution. خُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ. So now, where you are commanded to take your precautions, you must take the precautions. Like now, whatever is haram, then the the means that are connected to the haram, close means, not this distant means. One is a distant thing that is distant, right? So although it's connected, but it's distant, so you won't say it's haram. Like for example, processing wine, right? And you are doing, you got a vineyard, right? A vineyard, a vineyard, whatever, right? You got a vineyard. But now that's a distant relationship to wine, isn't it? You need to have grapes to process the wine. Now because you need to have grapes to make the wine, you won't say grape farming or vineyard is haram. You won't say that. Why? It's a distant connection to. But one is a thing that is related to it immediate, it's close, it's not distant. So the thing that is closely connected, that you'll say is haram. Like for example now, you got a wine processing farm, right? You got a wine processing farm or a factory or something, or a machine you want, right? And I am squeezing the juice for you. Wine, it goes through a process, right? First you squeeze the juice, then it ferments, right? So, but now, I am squeezing the juice for the processing of the wine. So I ask you, is it a distant relationship or an immediate relationship? See? Immediate, yeah. Now this will be haram also. Asiruha wa mu'tasiruha. Because it's an immediate relationship. But now that vineyard was a distant relationship, that is haram. But this is an immediate thing. It's close. When it's close, you will not say it's haram. You will not say it's halal. That not impossible. So those avenues that are connected to it directly, there you will say it's haram. So therefore, the one that is transporting wine, the transporter is cursed, the courier, right? The one that is giving it as a gift, he is also cursed. The one that is selling it is also cursed. The one that is purchasing is also cursed. So approximately 10 people in the whole process are cursed. Because it's immediate. And this one here is not immediate, it's a distant, right? I say it's a distant thing, but he's doing a grape farm, right? He's doing a grape farm. He can be selling it to people that will eat the tea. Like we'll eat, right? It's a season that we eat, right? He can be selling it to people who will be drying it into raisins. Won't he be selling it? It's also permissible, right? He's selling it to people, perhaps they will just make juice, like how you got this grape juice, grape tiner, right? Or he's selling it to people that will convert it to vinegar, right? So now, all these avenues are permissible. Now, that person is doing it for a haram reason. We must see how that vineyard or the grape farming is haram. So now, I'm speaking about this extremism. This extremism is not right. But as a blessing and as an act of additional kindness to his ummah, those avenues that led to haram, those closed avenues that could lead to haram, they also have been stopped, impermissible. In everything, will find this law will apply to everything. Those closed avenues that will lead to haram. Right? So, zina is haram, right? You understand that, right? Looking at that girl is a closed avenue leading to haram, isn't it? You see, then you're in a sea of trouble, aren't you? Just that eye contact you saw, and then after that, what happened? Can you restrain yourself afterwards? Is it easy? You admire now, can you restrain? Then it becomes very difficult. So that also became impermissible, because it's a closed avenue to haram. Right? Because that haram starts from this point. You see, admire, and then after that, hey, your eyes are too charming. And you know, this ears, where you bought it from? And the lips like chips. And then, see, from what we start from? The eyes. The eyes gives you up. Sometimes the eyes, sometimes the ears. These two things, they give you up. You know, a couple of words here and here. And then the kalam starts off. And then it ends up with salam. You can't stop it after that. So that also, the Shariah says, is permissible. So that's called as saddan lil abwab. See, you're closing. So see, is that also zina? Yeah, it's also a type of a zina. Then similarly, the Shariah says, alright, you don't even touch her. That's also impermissible. Don't even touch her. Some 6 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. So there was a talk about show Islam that is moderate. Don't show Islam that is hard. But now, moderate, what do you mean? Everybody has got his own interpretation of moderate. Everybody. We also say moderate. جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. But it must be defined. Don't leave it undefined. You don't define the thing, then there's problems. So, I was sitting here around 12, quarter past 12. At that time, nobody's here. Ustaz are out here at that time. All arresting. And one man just rocks up at about 12 o'clock. So, I want to talk to you about this. I've got a serious problem. So, what happened? It says that I was married and now I'm separated from my wife. Alright, now, then what? So now, I'm finally telling you my story, what? I want to tell you my story. Alright? If that will bring you some relief, it's alright. So I had a marital problem, medicine, a marital problem. then we contacted this moderate alim, what? Alim. But you know that moderate TV or like that type of alim. So you got all those the same. We'll just go back to the old style. And those that are moderate say, oh, hey, don't be too hard, be a little bit relaxed. They call them now TV Mulana, right? So I went to that TV Mulana. So he said, alright, well, come tonight. He gave both of them a time, wife and husband. So alright, now he's trying to negotiate some terms, right, with them. In the meanwhile, he asked for water. So it's woman's nature to be of service, so she went. But he says that the fingers touched, and within a week they were in bed. The Mulana and this one here were in bed in just 1 week's time. Now the relationship became so strong, and I was obviously upset. And I separated from her. I got two lovely children, and I had to separate from her. Alright. I'm coming here now. In this state, I've come here. Now, why I've come to you now? Because then after that, she married a very wealthy person, right? Someone owning some, you can take away an old pot. So, something like that. Very wealthy. But I don't find the pleasure with him. I will go back to the first husband now. So the wife is complaining. But you see, this is moderate. Everybody is going to give his own definition of moderation. But you see, when you come to that smash up, the bust up, then you come to the old alim. Before you're going to moderate TV, right? And then your marriage is in the shambles, then you want to go back. See? So then, is this Islam then? There is this convenience. Right? In a nasi, may ya'budu Allah ala harf. If you want to see the convenience, where things are working out better, let's take that route. Working out better this side, let's go this side. Working out better that side, let's go that side. So that's not Islam, that is convenience. So, we're talking about halal and haram, right? And I'm showing you now that people talk about extremism, but now understand what extremism is. The Rasulullah is in Mina, right? So, in Mina, you go to the Jamarat and do the pelting, don't you? You do the pelting in Mina. So, Ibn Abbas, he offered Rasulullah some pebbles. So Rasulullah approved of that, said, bihada. This type of pebbles, not too big and not too small, just this, so small, right? Right. And then he says, those people that went into extremism, they are destroyed. Ahlul Ghulu. Halaka Ahlul Ghulu. People that went into extremism. It works like that. Somebody's taking his shoe and throwing it. Shita, you this. Hit you now. You destroyed me, and you made me steal here, and speak lies here, and make zina here, and hitting. So that's extremism. So that's why I say that explain what moderation is. And what extremism is. Now, you don't explain this thing here. Then everybody says, no, don't have that extremist approach towards Islam. Have a moderate. So now, who's going to explain what is the meaning of moderation? Who's going to explain what is the meaning of extremism? So someone has defined it. If you don't define it, no, bingo ulama are very hard. Can't work with it. Extremist. But now, what is the meaning of extremism? Understood? So, if you know what's the meaning of extremism, then you're looking right. But you don't know now, you're just speculating. that this is extremism and this is moderation. So you don't know what it is. When you don't know, you say, I don't know. Show me what is moderation and show me what is extremism. Are you telling the person, alright, don't send your girls to school, right? Especially say, after grade 4, grade 5, don't send them to school. Extremism. Right? Then 2 years ago, around Dundee, Ladysmith, somewhere, so one school teacher, he caused it on the girl. I think the girl, some cunt girl she was. Remember? Dundee. Yeah. Now, when this news comes in, they say, amen, we made a big mistake, now we send the child to school. Now see this teacher what he did to the girl. So the avenues that will lead there, the Sharif is saying, by you take care of those avenues also. Don't you? So one is the haram itself, and one is the avenues that will lead you to haram, that also you need to take care of. But I said that the avenues are two. One is the immediate avenue that will relate to the haram straight, and one is a haram, but it's a distant haram. You got getting school teachers that come here. They got, it's co-ed, right? It's co-ed, and they sing now that students are mixing a bit freely. So they warn the parents by, you see, it's not healthy for you to keep your daughters here. So that's the most they can do. They can't do beyond that. Because otherwise, if they're going to force, then it will be a criminal offense. So they can't ask the child not to come to school. But the most they can tell the father, I don't see things right here. You're seeing them in compromising positions sometimes. Sometimes they're too close to each other. It's not right. So they say, no, this is now extremism. It's not moderation. Right? In the meanwhile, about a year after the warning, now this girl becomes pregnant with a Hindu. She delivers a child. Now that she's delivered the child, that boy, he's escaped. He doesn't know. He doesn't want to know the girl. Doesn't want to know the girl. Doesn't want to know the child. See that? Now, I ask you, is it embarrassing or not? Now you say, no, let's go back to the old one. So you're waiting for the accident to take place. And when there's an embarrassment and disgrace, then you see it is good. So what the deen is telling you, those avenues that can lead you straight to haram, block those avenues as well. See that? I showed you in khamar, wine, and I showed you in illicit relationship, that one is the distant, right? A distant thing, and one is an immediate. Even nowadays, even it's so important that you're taking your wife or your daughter grown up, then they can't be left alone in a doctor's room. Can't be. Because professional people, see now, after the marriage, then the girl will divulge everything to the husband. There was a couple of good cases where I know the families, both the husband, the wife, both I know. But now, after the marriage, then they divulge. Now, the husband says, my wife now, she's got a mental problem, so what happened? Now, when she was about 11, 12, 13 or something, then she was taken to a doctor. Or she was about 17 or 18 and she was taken for a doctor. And this is what the doctor did. Now, the worst is, look at this case, right? The girl is complaining, her husband is complaining that they're living like in, it's duplex style. So when you're living in a duplex style, so someone misconducted himself with that girl. So the girl was a little bit shocked up, what he did to me. He did something, maybe not the full way, but he did something. So the father thought, alright, let's go to a doctor for some counseling, Let's go to a doctor for counseling because we're living here and this is what he's done. So now she mustn't have a mental problem, so they took her to the doctor. talk to them in full way. Even quarter way. So the doctor felt that the job wasn't complete. Now the mission is accomplished. So in this type of things, says this thing by those avenues that will lead, that will take you to that haram, that also just stop it. People don't understand why we stop it, right? But now when that happens, eventually it happens, then they say, what happened? I say this repeatedly, that your girls, as they're coming up, four, five, every mother's wish is that, I must draw my child. Draw my child. This dress here, that bangle there, draw that child, right? And worse is that funky clothing, right? So now, that clothing shows more features. I mean, it shows more features now, and then people are tempted. When they're tempted now, and they make some advancements. So that's the stupidity of the mother, that you're wearing that type of clothing, putting that clothing, and taking it to a function, or to a family house, and some cousin or some uncle, he got interested, he did something, now you're complaining. And you can't expose the thing because you think of your daughter's future. And you can't let it lie. Can't let it lie, you can't. But see that. So these avenues that could lead to harm, or immediate, right, that also you have to block off. Allah Hafiz.